Welcome, everyone, to another Twat Radio episode. This is your host, Droops, and today I'm going to be talking about Slast Linux. Slast Linux is a live CD that runs Asterisk 1.4, which is the new version of Asterisk that just came out, like, last month. And I've been making this thing. Fizzone's been helping me, and PixelFiend's providing us with a massive amount of bandwidth for people to download the ISOs. And in a few minutes, I'm going to upload the second beta of 1.4.0. And when I say beta, I mean Slast is in beta, not Asterisk. It's the real version of Asterisk, the actual released version. And it's based on Slax, which is very easy to customize, which is a really cool thing. You can, Slast is a, my version Slast and Slax. That's going to be kind of confusing. I've been screwing it up in my head all night. But, Slast is a command line-based distribution, so there's no fancy GUIs. There's just simple, plain old frame buffer, and text files, and config files, whatever, to make this thing work. And if you pull it out and you boot it up on your computer, because it's a live CD, you'll be brought up to a prompt. There's some handy information in the etc issue file, which tells you different commands that you can run, and it's a full-fledged Linux system. It doesn't have GCC or anything like that, but there is a link on the Slax website, which is slax.org, to get the development module, which will add GCC right on into this thing, and you can play around with Asterisk and all its goodness. Let's see. What have we done on it? Well, it's working. We had app.meetme not work, because you have to compile Zaptel, and you have to compile it correctly, so when you compile Asterisk, app.meetme will show up and actually work. We've got, and meetme is the conference system for Asterisk, so you can have all your friends or whatever in there talking. Let's see, we've got Festival on it, which is a text-to-speech engine. It's not working greatly, but it's working. It's kind of stuttery on my test system. We're working on that. I haven't tried loading Slast into RAM, but you can load it to RAM at the boot, which gives you a very, very quick system. It's not a very big file, and you don't need a lot of RAM to run this thing. Asterisk is a very processor-intensive thing, not a RAM-intensive thing. Let's see. What do I need to say? It's command line. It's easy to do. You can customize this thing, because it's based on Slax. And you can create your own configuration files, you can make your own CD. If your server goes down, grab an old box, throw the CD in there. If you don't have any specialized hardware, boom, you've got a Asterisk box ready to go with your pre-configured configuration files. You can also use this to learn Asterisk, because you can't screw anything up on a live CD. We've also been working on a an auto-run for Windows. If you just slap it in your Windows computer, you can explore the CD very easily and install a couple Windows applications that'll make it more handy for playing around. And I've been using QEMU to do all the testing, but I found VMware far superior to old QEMU. It's a lot faster on the boot. It's a lot easier to configure the network options, things like that. We need some help with the CD, which is a main reason I'm telling you about it now. I am about to upload new version, and I need people to look at it and tell me what's wrong. I need people to send me examples for the extensions.conf, which is your dial plan. Say, here's something cool that I would like to show everyone. Send it to me. We'll include it so that people can look at it and learn, get ideas. I'm trying to include all the basic things you can do with Asterisk in it so that you don't have to do a lot of reading to play around with it and really feel the magic of Asterisk. I also need samples from providers. Like if you have a, I use Junction Networks. So I'm going to put the IAX, which is the Asterisk or Inter Asterisk Exchange file. I'm going to put the IAX configuration in that file and the SIP configuration in the sip.conf file, so that if anyone has one of these, when they boot up Asterisk, or boot up Slast, it will be a lot easier for them to change and get connected so that they can actually use the thing instead of just sitting there staring at it and wondering what to do. I'm sure there's lots of bugs in it. Please tell me. We would like to, have a final release so that we can work on fun things, but we have to iron out all the bugs before we do that. So if you would please download this thing, the website is slast.org. Download the thing, try it out, play around with your configuration, see what it can and what it can't do, and report back to me. I'd appreciate that, everyone, and it's been kind of short, but this has been a TWAT radio episode, and I've been Droops, and I'm Mickey Finn.